In Afghanistan, campaigning is underway for that country's presidential runoff election. Two candidates are competing to succeed President Hamid Karzai. The vote is set for June 14th. The first round was largely considered a success, with less violence and fraud than expected, and voter turnout exceeded expectations. But as NPR's Sean Carberry reports, there are growing concerns that the second round could be a far messier affair.
Ashraf Ghani, a former finance minister and World Bank official, kicks off his runoff campaign before a crowd of several thousand in Kabul. Ghani, pushing his vocal cords to their limit, implores his supporters to fight for victory. But he has a tough battle ahead. The technocrat trailed frontrunner Abdullah Abdullah, a former foreign minister, by 14 points in the first round. Though given Afghanistan's quirky ethnic and strongman-based politics, it's possible Ghani could eke out a victory.
The nightmare scenario here is a close, bitter second round.
Graham Smith, senior analyst with the International Crisis Group in Kabul, says Afghanistan's electoral commissions simply aren't equipped to handle a close result. The best-case scenario is a margin of victory so large no one can question it. Worst case, prolonged challenges, political crisis, and violence. Candidate Abdullah Abdullah says it's up to the electoral commissions to make sure the worst case doesn't happen.
The only thing that prevents any possibility of any crisis is to make sure that the process works, the process is transparent and fair.
He adds that in the first round, electoral officials didn't do enough to prevent fraud and to properly evaluate complaints of ballot stuffing or other irregularities.
This time there is no room for repetition of the same mistakes or failures.
A confident Abdullah says that if he loses a fair and transparent second round, he will peacefully respect the results.
The outcome, it's important, but the process is more important than the outcome.
Ghani says he will also respect a transparent outcome, but both candidates have intimated that if there is massive fraud, they can't prevent their supporters from reacting violently. Yusuf Nuristani, head of the Electoral Commission, says they're adding 3,500 more polling sites to address previous ballot shortages, and 5,000 election workers have been fired for alleged violations. Smith, with the ICG, sees that as a positive sign. But replacing those workers will be difficult when the talent pool wasn't that deep to begin with.
So opening these extra thousands of polling stations is going to be a really hard thing for them.
Of equal or greater concern than the performance of the electoral bodies is security. Taliban violence was far less than expected in the first round, though that vote was held in the spring, well before the militants typically ramp up their annual offensive. Next month's second round will fall squarely in the so-called fighting season.
It'll be a real messy process. It'll probably be extremely violent.
Which has many people arguing that it might be better for the two candidates to cut a deal to avoid the runoff. So far, both Abdullah and Ghani have vowed there will be no deal, and despite the risks, the voters should decide the outcome. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.